Hi.
3-year-old Thuraya stretches high in her enclosure, while 4-year-old Suhail chomps on bamboo. Giddy bystanders press close to marvel. The giant panda bears arrived on Wednesday morning from a conservation center in Sichuan Province, China, and were moved into the panda house in the Qatari city of El Khor.
The arrival of two lovely pandas will, you know, help promote the vision of the harmonious coexistence between man and nature and encourage people to protect biodiversity.
Their new home will be kept between 20 to 24 degrees Celsius. Qatar's Panda House is being touted as the largest man-made panda bear habitat outside China and the first of its kind in the Gulf region.
Very proud of the work that the Public Works Authority have done.
China is lending Qatar the pandas ahead of its historic hosting of the first World Cup in the Middle East. During the next 15 years, scientists will research pandas' hormones, parasites, and ways to anesthetize them. Countries typically pay $1 million a year to China for hosting the bears, with most of the money being redirected into conservation efforts. Those efforts have paid off. Last year, the panda bear species was downgraded from endangered to vulnerable.
These pandas here, they're not just telling a story of pandas, they're telling a global story about conservation. And I personally, as a conservationist, think it's very, very important to show that.
Critics say China's use of panda diplomacy is undermining the message of conservation. The number of panda bears born in captivity has increased, as has the number lent to foreign zoos. Scientists say their natural habitat in China is being lost to infrastructure development and mining, and that the panda bear population is being separated.
China is using the pandas as a kind of soft power diplomacy. It's projecting China's influence, if not power, in the world.
In keeping with the solitary nature of bears, Thuraya and Suhail will remain in separate enclosures once they leave quarantine. Named after stars, no doubt, they'll also leave the thousands of fans visiting during the World Cup and beyond, starry-eyed for years to come. Natasha Ganane, Al Jazeera, El Khor, Qatar.